I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, a lot of folks have been enjoying warmer weather lately with some of the early blooming plants and trees adding color. You may have noticed they also add pollen. My car seems to be covered in a pale yellow haze. People who have an allergic reaction to pollen are sneezing and wiping their eyes. Grass and tree pollen can bother your pet as well, but instead of sneezing, your furry buddy might be scratching its shoulder or ear or biting its paws or rubbing its face against the couch. That's because an animal's allergic reaction is more likely to cause its skin to itch and its hair to fall out. We had a cat that pretty much plucked himself bald trying to get some relief. We finally figured out he was having an allergic reaction. Our veterinarian gave the cat an injection to reduce the inflammation in his skin. Then he suggested periodic immersion therapy. That's vet talk for rinsing the pet's body and coat in water to remove the irritants that collect in the fur. In other words, we had to give the cat a bath. He didn't much enjoy it, but he felt better afterward. Your veterinarian can make some recommendations for things you can do to help your pet deal with the discomfort of an allergic reaction. Options include using special shampoos or an anti-itch rinse. There are things you can rub on your pet's skin that offer short-term relief, but your furry buddy will probably try to lick it off, so check with your vet before using it on your pet. One treatment that is getting some attention right now is the use of omega-3 fatty acids to help the animal's skin resist the allergic reaction. It doesn't work for every pet, but for some it has made quite a difference. Do not begin medicating your pet without veterinary guidance, as certain over-the-counter products can cause an adverse reaction in a dog or cat. It's difficult to watch your pet struggling with the discomfort from an allergy. Helping your best friend deal with its allergies or avoid them altogether will make both of you feel better when you're speaking of pets.